It's the Emmy award-winning Overview Show. It's back for another of its Emmy award-winning editions. And joining me to do it, to do the overviewing, are Paddy Fitzsimon, Adam Melia, Gareth Roberts, and Siobhan Began. Siobhan, what was your name? We decided before the show because I preferred that.
Do we have to go through this again?
Yeah.
Okay, I was named after a beautiful fabric called chiffon.
Chiffon. Oh, chiffo. Chiffo. Okay, chiffo. We'll move it along. Okay, right, just to remind people who've never listened to the Overview Show before, yeah, as if there are any of them. We usually just look back over the previous month's worth of Liverpool FC activity and then project forward to the forthcoming month or so and do some crystal ball gazing as to how the Reds might get on. This edition, we're going to look at Liverpool's next six league games and possibly an FA Cup game or two as well. Although, as at the time of recording, we haven't heard the draw yet, so you'll have to bear with us. Okay, let's have a little recap of what happened since the last show. Actually, when we did our crystal ball gazing at the end of that one, we got it horrifically wrong because everyone was predicting three straight wins for the Mighty Reds over the Christmas programme. We'd got nothing of the sort, did we? Over the six games we analysed then, what did we do? We 1-2, drew 2, lost 1, and won an FA Cup tie as well. It's all a bit of a mixed bag. So, but anyway, we're still handily placed, Adam. Handily placed, I think you could say. But not as handily as we'd like to be placed. What vibes are you feeling as we're coming out of this month or so?
Yeah, I mean, bad. No, not really. Not that, I mean, I was on that Overview Show. And,
were you one of the guilty men?
Yeah, but so I think I was saying at the time that I felt like that Overview Show sort of had, if we were going to do what we hoped we would do, that was the key moment. And so it's funny being past the key moment when you've kind of cocked it up, isn't it? Because I think we won the hard ones. It was just prior to Tottenham and Palace, and we won them too. And that felt like we were really setting ourselves up for what we felt was, you know, an assault on getting to something like a 10-point lead, which is where all and sundry has been saying all season that we probably should be. And instead of that, we found ourselves in this weird position where it felt like we were constantly 1-0 up and unable to get beyond 1-0 up, and that carried on to, turned into a malaise which carried us through then a 0-0 and then a 1-0 down, but it was all like the same feeling. We were very malaise bound, Malaysian, through that last period, and I guess everybody hopes that we're through that now, because it was my vibes were doom laden. It felt like Houllier era to me, like doom Houllier, not good Houllier, 2001 Houllier, like Southampton at Christmas Houllier. I can't even remember, was that 2003, where you know we'd managed to get to the top of the league and it was kind of like rosy-ish as long as we cracked on, and then we just didn't. So it felt that was the vibes were reminiscent of that, which is terrible vibes. So it's really difficult to say what this is now. It's funny, isn't it? Because like I say, we're past the key moments, and we find now we're just at another key moment, and other teams are there too, probably all having their Overview Shows and saying, well, you know, Liverpool are there for the taking, and if we do X, Y, Z, then we'll be, you know, we might even be ahead of them by the end of Feb, blah blah blah. So